A federal antitrust trial between Apple and video game maker Epic opened today in Oakland, California. As NPR's Bobby McAllen reports, at stake is Apple's power over the $100 billion mobile app market.
Lawyers for Epic said in their opening statement that the evidence will show, quote, unambiguously that Apple is a monopolist. Attorneys for Apple, in turn, said instead of investing in innovation, Epic is pouring money into lawyers and PR consultants. The trial is centered on a 30% commission Apple levies on every purchase made in its app store, the gateway of the mobile economy. Epic wants a judge to declare that fee an abuse of alleged monopoly power. Apple claims the commission is a necessary quality control measure. Apple CEO Tim Cook and Epic CEO Tim Sweeney are both scheduled to testify in what's expected to be a three-week trial. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo says the New York City subway will start running all night again, and the capacity restrictions for most types of businesses will end statewide in mid-May. This as the coronavirus infection rates continue to fall. In April of 2020, Cuomo initially closed the subways from 1 to 5 a.m., later scaled back to 2 to 4 a.m., so the trains could be disinfected. The change was also intended to make it easier to remove homeless people from trains where many had been spending the night. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.
This is CPR News. You are listening to All Things Considered. Coming up on the program, some Colorado restaurants are donating their profits to help farmers and ranchers fight climate change. The money supports agricultural projects that draw carbon out of the atmosphere and into the soil.
We wanted to inspire change within the industry because we don't see enough change happening, in our opinion.
Why a catering couple in Longmont joined the Boulder County effort. We'll have that story for you coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. If you were going to tonight's Rockies game, unfortunately it has been postponed because of the rainy weather in the Denver area. They will play two tomorrow against San Francisco, and both games are scheduled to last only 7 innings. Denver right now is at 39 degrees with light rain. This is CPR News.